In a world controlled by emotions and societal pressure, fantasies get to rule over facts. On this show, we bring to the table discussions, opinions, arguments, all with facts. Welcome to Buzz with B. Facts over fantasy.
Hey guys, it's Blessing here and welcome to Buzz with B. Thank God it's Friday and it marks the beginning of another chill weekend. I hope we're all good and we're coping with life stress pretty well. Drum rolls. In the building with me is a co-host. I mean, you guys are already seeing the madness. It has started. In the building with me, in the studio with me, is Obodoize Onyechi Miracle Offering.
The crowd is yelling. Thank you. Yeah, guys, I'm in the building.
Yeah, Mimi is in the building, and she's going to be co-hosting most of Buzz with B's shows with me from now on. So you guys should get comfortable with her. I know it's not going to be easy, guys. I know, but please just manage with me.
I'm putting on my Korean accent. But it feels so good to be here anchoring this with her. I'm so excited.
She's from the deepest parts of Anambra State. In case you just want to know.
No, I can't believe it was.
Indeed.
Obodoize. Hey, don't leave me. Left.
Anyways, we'll let you guys in on our topic for today right after this break. I promise it's going to be fun. Don't touch that dial. Don't change it. Just go and drink the water and come back. See you guys. La 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 la.
Let's go away in the night when the light's out. Let's go away.
Mayana by Asha. Is it Asha or Asa?
Ashes.
No, you think we are funny. You must think so. Anyways, that was Mayana by Asha. I think she just recently released her album like 2 weeks ago. And guys, it's absolutely recommendable. It's absolutely wonderful. It's fun. It's nice. Obviously, she probably hasn't heard it because she likes all this violent music. You know what I'm saying? But I know you guys are reasonable. So yeah, you guys should definitely check
it out. I'm not reasonable. Yeah, same.
On to our topic for today, we look at boundaries. What are boundaries? When you say boundaries, this is a boundary, my dear. Stay out. Is it just a tangible something like, oh, I put this block here, don't pass this space? Is that all there is to boundaries?
Boundaries. Personally, I think that boundaries are limits, you know, that control how people access things that belongs to you. Be it intimacy, be it your body, be it your time, be it your energy, be it your emotions, be it your mind. You know, it's just like putting a stop on how people treat you, how the world should respond to you. I think that's very healthy to have, trust me.
Yeah, it is in this age, guys. It's actually absolutely necessary for you to have boundaries. I mean, if you have more rigid boundaries, you might keep people at a distance, you might seem detached even with your intimate partners. But if you have like more loose or open boundaries, you might get too involved with other people's problems. You know, these apropos people, like the person with me in the studio today, you might find it difficult to say you might find it difficult to say no to others. You might overshare personal information, which sometimes can, you know, you just
I mean, sometimes when you remember people that you told too much information, like, you just be like, God,
regretting. Oh,
why?
God.
How did I? This how did I do this? How did I do this? Mm. What kind of mistake is this? This is why boundaries are important, guys.
Let me tell you one story. So I had like this decision to like not have any relationship throughout last year.
Hmm.
And
you?
Yeah, yes, me.
You hold a lot though. How is that possible?
From January 1st to December 31st, I decided like, oh, no relationship and stuff like that. Hmm. So, you know, as usual, as a fine girl that I am, so many guys were sliding in, you know, moving in and trying to like make their passes and stuff.
Hmm.
But I already like made that boundary, like, whatever we're having, just know I cannot date you, right? And I've made that decision clear and straight. Omo, they started falling out though, most of them. And that's just the beautiful thing about boundaries. Like, it helps protect you against manipulators, because people who are, you know, desiring to manipulate you, people who want to manipulate you, they easily get offended when you create boundaries, because then they don't have that easy access to just
what about talk you around. Silent devils.
The silent devils.
The ones that can pretend for Africa.
Oh my
they'll
God.
They wait.
Yeah, they will.
They will do everything. And then when they get what they want.
Hey!
You're finished.
Fear those ones. In fact, you need to study psychology, because those ones, they're very smart.
How do you even filter out this one? That's the main thing. How do you, because they'll tell you, oh, don't worry, I'm going to wait for you, I'm going to do everything, don't worry, we'll go at your time, baby. It's your call, baby.
And it's really tricky, mm-hmm. because when this kind of people, when you have like a strong standard, they will act like as if, you know, they're respecting your boundaries and everything. Mm-hmm. But deep down, they're just waiting for you
they're
to drop.
They're waiting for you to drop. Exactly. To lower your guard. Pray. Just pray, guys. Pray. Please pray, guys. Pray. Now, okay, so let's look at the types of boundaries here. And I think we were able to classify them into three major ones. I mean, there are so many types of boundaries. Mm-hmm. But I feel like these three have, like, picked up other small types of boundaries. So the first, we have the physical boundary. Now, this refers to like your personal space, your privacy, your body, like we've been saying. You know, you might be someone who is comfortable with public displays of affections, like mm-hmm. hugs, kisses, hand-holding. Or you might be someone who just prefers not to be touched in public. So if you're the type who prefers not to be touched in public, be it your boyfriend or your friends. I mean, we have some friends that can be really touchy. Any small thing, they touch
that's
your
me.
Whole body.
You know, like touching your
very
body.
Disgusting. Touch. Leave me alone, please. Not to be rude, but it is absolutely irritating sometimes, guys. Like, so if you don't like it, you know that you have to establish a physical stern boundary, right? But if you don't mind, then yeah, that can be a loose boundary for you. But regardless, physical boundary is a type of boundary.
That physical boundary, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a thin line between, you know, trying to be nice to someone and actually crossing their boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You see, somebody is like, oh, always like hugging you, always touching mm-hmm. you, always. Mm-hmm. Now, you have the boundary that, please don't touch me. Mm. Please don't. But the person will come in the guise of my friend,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then, you know, like, how do I communicate this boundary to this guy? Like,
that's why it's good to state it at the very start of your relationship.
Exactly.
So it's easier for you to, you know.
Before emotions are now involved and you don't even
communicate. Maybe just know where them be. Know your place. So that is about physical boundary. The second type of boundary is intellectual boundary. Now, these boundaries concern your thoughts and your beliefs, right? They're not respected when someone dismisses another person's idea or opinion. For example, an atheist and a believer. I mean, I've been in that situation severally where I'm arguing with somebody and they were like, okay, so how did God do this? And I'm like, guy, what are you saying? God did this, God did that, check this Bible. You can have that argument without being insulting or without like trying to get back at the person with harsh words or being disrespectful, basically, because that will only heighten their anger and their disapproval towards you. You can do that intelligently. I feel like that's what in emotional intelligence, I think,
yes,
is about. Exactly.
EI. Don't leave me.
You guys need to learn that.
So about this intellectual boundary, right? It's a rule for me. Like, it's a boundary for me that, okay, I have my beliefs, you have your beliefs, but you don't really have a right to tell me that my beliefs are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because who are you to tell me that my beliefs are wrong?
If you guys argue with Obodeze, that's the end.
You're going through the hell.
That's the end.
So, I mean, tell me, bring your stuff to the table, mm-hmm. right? But don't shove it down my throat.
Yeah.
I don't
be disrespectful about it.
Don't. Like, respect everybody's religion. Yeah. I've spoken to atheists and it can be really daunting, the argument.
Yes, actually.
But trust me, you shouldn't be posing as the right one. Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Mm-hmm.
You may believe Allah is the way, the truth, and the life. Tell me how, tell me why. It doesn't mean I'm going to buy your idea, but
exactly.
You don't have to tell me like mine is wrong.
Exactly.
And this goes out to like any religion, honestly.
And finally, we have the financial boundary. Mm. And this, as you probably guessed, is all about money.
This part, they pay me that.
Yeah, you guys. Like, she's like I said, she's an Anambra babe. And if you know Anambra people, they are known for...
If I knock your mouth.
So, like, for financial boundaries, if you're the type that you like to save like me, you know, you don't spend on trendy fashions, you're always about investment and all of that, you might not want to loan money to a friend who does.
Mama said I like her. Like her, bitty babo.
You guys know me. I mean, if you know me, you know that I'm a very conservative person. And if you know Budede, you know that she's the flamboyant type. I mean, she's right now, she's wearing a Bongola chain. I don't know where she got it from.
From Turkey.
Can you guys get that? Can you guys get that?
Yeah, from Turkey.
A Bongola chain that will probably fade in the next 2 weeks.
You don't see my earring. My earring is from Dubai.
And it's dropping to the ground, guys. So for financial boundaries, if you're the type, if you guys have different ideas on spending and probably saving and all of that, you might not want to loan out your money to that person because you believe that person is wasting your resources.
I agree with that, honestly. And I feel like this whole type is not just related to relationships, you know, as regards boyfriend, girlfriend. It's also in the spectrum of friendship relationships, family relationships. You see some family members, you know, when their children maybe graduate from school, they start to use them as pension plans. Like, I don't get. These people are trying to gather up money for their futures and then you'll be asking them to pay off food bills for the house and stuff like that. You know, at that point, you have to set some financial boundaries that will help the parents know that, okay, well, mommy, see, I can't be giving you some amount of money because it's like too much for me and stuff like that.
Okay, so now that we know some type of boundaries, when you get ready to establish these boundaries, be sure to enjoy some self-reflection.
Mm-hmm.
Introduce these boundaries to yourself. Like, set them and then say, okay, these are the boundaries that I need to put in place. And I am going to put this in place. It is key to understand why they are important to you and how they will benefit your emotional well-being. Peace over people, guys.
Peace over people.
Well,
okay, you need people.
You need people, but peace first. Then take some time to, like, be a detective of your own psychology. I mean, sometimes things happen to you and you feel uncomfortable, but you're not sure why you feel uncomfortable about it. Like, personally, I don't like when people touch me. I mean, except I like you. Get your hands off me right now. Ew, that's how they do it, guys. But what the actual hell? I don't like when people touch me, right? And when they touch me, I feel so, so uncomfortable about it. And then I realize that, okay, I don't like this, so I need to tell people, please don't touch me like that. So, I mean, people might look at you as, oh, you're rude or something, but it's my body. Take it or leave it.
Is it your body?
Thank you. Now, the first step in having healthy boundaries in any situation is spending time to explore what's happening to you, why you're uncomfortable with that situation, and how to prevent such feelings, which is where your boundaries help you to set that. Also, set them early. Yeah, we already said this. Like, sometimes it can be really hard to start putting boundaries, especially in pre-existing relationships. So, like, if you can put in the boundaries straight away, it's a lot easier to work with.
Me, you know what? When guys ask me out, you know, I tell them. Okay, I'm going to say yes. Like, if guys ask me out, you know, I tell them. I tell them that.
I feel like you're asking me to brag. Which one guys ask? Which guy asks
you? Everybody, like, tries to ask me out because, you know, I'm, like, pretty and stuff and have a good character.
If you guys want to know her IG page, I can show you.
_
Monkey.
Waka. Whenever, like, these guys try to ask me out and stuff, you know, I try to, like, know their thoughts on certain things before I, like, just jump in because... You know, you gotta keep that mental health in check.
Exactly, guys. For real. I feel like boundaries are all about keeping your mental health in check.
Yes.
Because, Jesus, breakfast is not easy.
Hey! See, what was that quote that we brought up today? When you chop breakfast.
The chopping of breakfast is the beginning of wisdom. You go, they drop wisdom quotes like this.
Hey! Once you chop breakfast like this, your day is set.
That's when you find your passion.
See, people should chop breakfast.
You find your financial... Actually, I think everybody should actually chop breakfast. Your sense will be activated.
You just open YouTube channel. All relationship tips.
You get.
You didn't even go to school. You didn't even read anything. You just, you know, experience.
And then lastly, guys, you should be consistent. Don't say, oh, okay, I don't like this. And then they are seeing you doing it with other people. Or then tomorrow you're changing mouths. Like, it will lead to confusion. So letting boundaries slide can lead to confusion and it can encourage new expectations and demands among those around you. So try keeping things consistent and steady. This helps to reinforce your original thresholds and beliefs and ensures those lines remain clearly established. Remember that not having boundaries can be detrimental to your mental health. We've said that like 100 times here. That brings us to the end of today's show, guys. I really hope you guys were able to take one or two, and you absolutely enjoyed my co-host. We'll definitely be sure to see you guys next week. Same channel, same time, and of course, same beautiful host. Only me.
Ami.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.